Now is the portion of the show where it's a setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
Well, these are examples of what not to do, or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, listen, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say you should never do this.
Really?
Because it kind of sounds like a senior prank, and I almost want to tip my hat. But if you can manage to make it through the day without making a nude beach sign for your local beach when it's not a nude beach, then you're doing okay. This sign.
Oh, man, that does feel like a senior prank.
Right? It randomly shows up at Loyola Beach there along Lake Michigan right there in Chicago.
Like clothing optional?
It just says nude beach past this sign. It looks official. This is from Fox 32.
It turns out the nude beach sign at Loyola Beach is fake.
No!
Oh, dang it.
Not fake?
The real mystery is who put it up.
It's already down, I can tell you that. The sign, it looked real. The sign even had the Chicago Park District seal on it.
They went so far as to put the seal of Chicago
That's
on it
extra.
and all of that. Like they mounted it on like a steel signpost.
And as a reminder, at least some clothing is required at all of our beaches.
Yeah. This is not the Riviera.
Again, this is setting the bar story technically. But really, it's just kind of
like, kudos. That was pretty good.
I know, right? I'm just kind of like, you know what? Hey, well done. Well done. I mean.
But thank goodness nobody saw the sign and was like, all right. And started shedding some clothes. Like,
well,
that would be a little embarrassing for that person.
But who's. Okay. So you walk, you see a nude beach past this sign. You're like, okay. And you just kind of look around and you see, all right, everybody else is kind of clothed still. So I don't know. Am I going to be the first one to go ahead and shed it all? You know?
But guys, the sign says so.
And could you actually be at fault if you just did what the sign said?
See, that would be the gray area, I feel like, for authorities if you did get arrested for indecent exposure.
Now, again, no one knows exactly who put it up, but they said back in like 1932, someone did introduce a resolution at city council to create a nude beach in that same spot off Lake Michigan. Didn't happen, though. But no word on whether or not the person who erected the sign actually knew that little piece of fun fact. So
you have your choice of words has been stellar in this entire story. Choice of words been on point.
Thank you. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without erecting a nude beach sign for your local beach when it's not a nude beach, then you're doing okay.
Oh boy, but fun.
Yes.
Funny. I wonder if they were just sitting in the bushes somewhere, just waiting to see if anybody looks at it and goes, oh, all right.
I hope.
You have to feel like someone was.
Couple high school boys with binoculars just
probably
waiting.
Yep. Probably.
There you go. That's your set of the bar story on 99.7 EJX.